Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivase Sasanyavadi Pashkati Desatane Om Vajnatami Nandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Saksasa Militan Jena Tasman Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sahapandantikam Vansakalpa Tubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vayabhata Patitanam Pabinebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. When I see Prabhupada so high like this, it's inevitable, because as Prabhupada's fame grows and people understand more of who he is and what he did, naturally he's elevated higher and higher. But I like to see him a little bit down a bit. Not that he's down, but he did walk on this planet in such an amazing way. And just that's quite personal. And I remember recently someone, because I listened to Prabhupada's lectures and classes and his recordings quite a bit, and somehow when I was speaking to some devotees, I mentioned that I like his early lectures very much. And then one devotee surprised me and asked me why. And I really couldn't answer why. And I've been trying to answer that question. And in my own mind, for my own self, and it seems like he was more... In the early days, he was just simply encouraging, because we were all so wild. And his philosophy, as he said on more than one occasion in preaching, was that if he saw some little spark, he would fan that spark. So wherever there was a little spark of sincerity and Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would encourage it. And that's perhaps why. Also, in the early days, somehow or another, I've noted that he spoke more directly about Krishna, which is counterintuitive to some degree. But he spoke about Krishna and the Brijbasis and many things on that level, which he spoke less about later as the devotees grew. And also as the devotees grew, in their age and Krishna experience and Krishna consciousness, especially in the last years, he seemed to be very, very strong about what the standard of Krishna consciousness actually was and what it actually meant to become a devotee of Krishna. So he was telling the devotees that, like when a child is young, even any words he speaks is encouraged, but if he speaks like a baby when he's older, perhaps the parents wouldn't appreciate it so much. So in any case, I appreciated the early lectures and early talks because of those reasons. But recently, I've been really listening to Prabhupada's morning walks, really a lot. And he's so strong on those morning walks. And I've learned to love his calling everyone who isn't a devotee of Krishna. He's calling them a rascal. This one's a rascal and that one's a rascal. I'd like to just give you a few short examples of that, of two favorite ones. One that I've just listened to perhaps yesterday, but let's see if we can make this work.
There was that one notable so-called he supposedly lost all his potency. And he said he gave away all his potency.
He a rascal. What potency has got? Any rascal who has called himself incarnation of God. There are so many rascals.
Wasn't that Ramakrishna that said that he gave away everything, he had nothing more?
To you are Ramakrishna. Don't talk out this now. Simply, they have misled. That simply you bhajo Krishna and don't think anything else. And you get all your intelligence back. Therefore, Krishna has said, Mamekam, don't go to these foolish rascals. Mamekam. Otherwise, you'll be misled. Because they're misleaders, rascals.
You are so very hard.
Harshly hard.
Harsh.
With
hard
the whole
harsh
world is spoiled for this Mahabharata. Therefore, I am very much hard.
Well, I don't say hard. Hard and harsh.
Must be harder and harder.
Hard and harsh taskmaster.
I don't make any compromise with these rascals. Never. Never. I will never make them. If I don't get any disciple, I will be satisfied. But I cannot make any compromise like these rascals. I cannot make. If I create one moon, that is sufficient. I don't want many stars. That was my Guru Maharaj's principle, and that is my thing. What is the use of having number of fools and rascals? If one man understands rightly, he can tell you of the whole world.
Krishna is so popular. Why did he appear in the form of Lord Chaitanya in such a poor village atmosphere?
So Prabhupada had a special relationship with Dr. Patel in these Bombay morning walks, and I was hoping that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj would have been here because he was present on a lot of them, and he would argue with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was sometimes indirectly, sometimes directly, this rascal, that rascal. And he even said to Prabhupada, you're so hard, not only hard, but hard and harsh. And I don't know if you heard it, but Prabhupada said, it'll be more hard and harsh. It's very different from the concept of a sadhu, which I'll talk about, in India, shanti, 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 shanti. Prabhupada was really something from a different realm, as Maharaj said. Here's a second one, and this one perhaps could be my favorite. He's not, and I'll explain why after. But.
Yeah, a material man. If he's this man, he cannot.
Krishna is so opulent.
This is Donald.
Why did he appear in the form of Lord Chaitanya in such a poor village atmosphere?
That is opulent. Yeah, the material man. If he's this man, he cannot become a poor man. That means he's lacking that opulence. He can become the bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. That is opulent. He cannot manufacture a mosquito. He can manufacture a 747, but manufacture a mosquito. Then you shall know your science. The same machine. Otherwise, how it is flying? So imperfect you are. What are the machines there? And you are proud of seeing? Nonsense. See the machine, where is there? How the mosquito is flying?
One mosquito can produce many mosquitoes.
Yes. Everything is there, complete.
It doesn't crash either.
No. These rascals believing their eyes. What is the meaning of your eyes? You see the steady mosquito. Not only mosquito, you'll find at night I see a small insect, less than the magnitude of Pulsar. The same machine is there. Now see, what is the machine there? If you have such eyes, what is your answer? In future. In future they will have it.
People say that nature has created such a...
Nature is greater than you. Then you are not there. You have to accept somebody is greater than you. He knows. You do not. Learn from him.
Well, they say that they can control nature.
Again, please. That irritates me. When this big leg, that rascal, that irritates me. Therefore, I simply call them rascal. They are claiming very, very big man. But as soon as they see that he is not a devotee of Krishna, he reject. Then he is a police. There is, that's a fact.
Prabhupada goes on to tell a story about a judge who is sleeping while the lawyers were arguing the case, and he was sleeping. And they were big lawyers, and then the person, his clerk, said, excuse me, Your Honor, you're sleeping and they're still arguing. He said, so Prabhupada says, yes, I've already made up my mind. Let these rascals keep talking. But that's not what really caught me about this. When I heard Prabhupada say, this really irritates me. They say they can control nature, and Prabhupada said, that really irritates me. When I heard that, oh, I remembered that Prabhupada is not a religious fanatic, because religious fanatics can also say everyone who disagrees with them is a rascal, or they may even kill them, or who knows what. But Prabhupada was something quite different. And the reason he was so strong on this, I will illustrate by perhaps a little purport at the end of a story that I personally was there for, which I've told many, many times. But from Hong Kong, hi Hong Kong, Prabhupada went to Kobe. Excuse me, first went to Japan, and then Kobe. And there was a program that was arranged in Kobe by Sudama Prabhu, where Prabhupada would be speaking to the large Sindhi community. But somehow or another, they put on the same program a Mayavadi sannyasi speaking. So I already understood this was going to be something exceptional, extraordinary, quite a drama is going to take place, and indeed I was right. And it was in the program was in a hall, and it was, and these souls there were mostly Sindhi cloth merchants who very much, they was in Sindh, they have a relationship with the Sikhs and worshipping the Guru Granth Sahib, their book of the Sikhs. And so they had a Vyasasan there, an asana. Whoever was reading the Guru Granth would sit on this asana. So I had the assignment, so to speak, of trying to explain to the organizer of this program that Prabhupada should sit on that Vyasasana. He was so senior, he had done so much. So we convinced him to allow Prabhupada to sit on the Vyasasana, on that Guru Granth Asana. And Prabhupada sat there, and the Mayavadi Sannyasi, there were a lot more people than are sitting here right now. Maybe, I imagine there was 400, and if I was to exaggerate, there was 10,000 or something, but it was about 300-400. And Prabhupada, of course, there were about 8 or 9 of his students there, and he had us have kirtan, recite some verses, and then he spoke in English. And of course, what did he speak about or against with the Mayavadi sannyasi sitting on a chair in the back? He spoke completely against Mayavad philosophy. And he spoke for 10 minutes, 15 minutes in English, and the Mayavadi sannyasi with his beard and saffron cloth, he couldn't understand any English. But everyone else did. And Prabhupada spoke for maybe a half hour, 30 minutes, maybe perhaps 40 minutes, and then it was time he ended his class, and the Mayavadi sannyasi, with the hand of the organizer, he brought the Mayavadi sannyasi up and put up his hand to help Prabhupada come down from the Vyasasana so the Mayavadi sannyasi could sit there, and Prabhupada refused to get down. I mean, he was very unique in this. He was so fixed in something. He refused to get down. And the organizer had promised that if everything goes well, he'll organize us getting a temple here. And Prabhupada still wouldn't flatter anyone, and he wouldn't get down. And so, of course, the Mayavadi sannyasi had to go, Shanti, it's okay, Shanti, Shanti. So they brought him back to the seat. They brought the microphone over to him, and he began speaking in Hindi. And Prabhupada just sat on the Vyasasana with his hands in his bead bags, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And we, following him, because it was Hindi, and none of us spoke Hindi, so we just sat in front of Prabhupada, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then he spoke for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and Prabhupada just sat there. And there were 300, maybe 10,000 people in the audience. Actually, again, it was 300, 400, 500 perhaps. And Prabhupada was just chanting, and we were sitting in front of Prabhupada just chanting, just watching him and how he was reacting to the talk of the Mayavadi sannyasi. He was gaining strength, the Mayavadi sannyasi. And after a half hour, he was talking. And suddenly Prabhupada looked at me, actually, and he said, stop him. If we weren't recording what was going on, I'd say what flashed through my mind at that time, but since we are recording it, we were young and a little fanatical too. Not too, but we were fanatical. And then Prabhupada saved the circumstances by saying, start kirtan. So the Mayavadi sannyasi is speaking at the summit of his talk, so excited, and everyone is listening to him. We jumped up and started chanting Kartal's Madanga. And in front of everyone. And he, in his Shanti Shanti way, he sort of ended his talk. And then we helped Prabhupada get down from the Vyasasana. The program was over. And we stayed around to distribute books, but not many of the people there wanted any of the books. So Prabhupada went back to the apartment where he was staying, and his Banu, who's now Banu Swami, was taking care of him. And we finished what we had to do, and we ran up the stairs. And we went into Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada was drinking hot milk. And there was, I remember it quite clearly, there was a lamp shining on him. And he looked so pleased with himself. And I thought he's like a cat who has just caught a mouse. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that, but he was like purring almost. He was so happy, and we came in and we said, Prabhupada, what happened? What happened? Because he was speaking in Hindi and we couldn't understand anything. And suddenly, after you listen for a half hour, And suddenly you said, stop him? What happened? And he said, in a very unfanatical way, first he was preaching all right. But then he was talking Panchupasana, Prabhupada said, and we asked what that was, and he, because we didn't know, five different gradations of demigods, ending with Vishnu. And then, so Prabhupada explained that to us. Is that His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj? I should play that recording again with Prabhupada talking to Mr. Patel. Do you remember, were you on that walk where Prabhupada, he said, Mr. Patel, Dr. Patel said, you are hard, but not only hard, you are hard and harsh. Do you remember that one? No. And then Prabhupada just got more insistent. I must be more hard and harsh because these Mayavadis have ruined everything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I was just at the end of a story in Kobe, Japan, where you weren't present, but Prabhupada had just, in the middle of a sannyasi's, Mayavadi sannyasi's lecture, he had told us to stop him.
Yes.
Yes. So we were trying to understand what had happened. He had listened to him for a half hour, and then suddenly he said, stop him. So Prabhupada explained that he was preaching Panchupasana about five different gradations of demigods, and he explained to us that was. But then, Prabhupada explained, then he said beyond Vishnu was Brahman. And Prabhupada then said, when he said that, I could not tolerate it. It was like someone insulting the love of your life by saying they were ugly and had no personality and no legs and no arm and no face. It was completely personal. It wasn't religious fanaticism. It was speaking, as Satchinanda Maharaj said, from a person who was in Braj, who always was in Braj, who carried Vrindavan with him wherever he went. And he would not tolerate the insult to Krishna. And that was the secret, in one sense, as of course it was what Maharaj said also, Yasya Devi Parabhaktiya, but that was the secret of his preaching success. That he was carrying Krishna. And when you were in his presence, you felt, of course we didn't know Krishna, but after having walked on some altars where Radha Kala Chandji and so many and other deities were present, or having stepped into on the dust of Vrindavan, the same atmosphere, that same atmosphere was what Prabhupada always carried with him. And in his presence, you wanted more and more and more of that special Vrindavan intensity and sweetness. And from that platform, Prabhupada said, they are such rascals, these impersonalists, these Mayavadis. Not that we can imitate, but he was speaking from such a deep and realized personal platform. And therefore, I've learned to appreciate Prabhupada's great, uncompromising heroism. And he's such a hero for us all. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.